The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
You've seen them floating in the sky, those small helium balloons wafting for miles on the breeze. But where the balloons end up afterwards is causing problems. Retired Virginia Tech professor Joan Kark is one of the founders of a group aimed at stopping the balloon releases.
When people purchase these, you know, large volume of balloons, the manufacturers say that they are biodegradable, and so no problem, don't worry about it. But they take too long to degrade, and so they're out there in the environment as litter, for one thing. But also, you know, animals, birds, turtles, whales, dolphins, they'll all eat it. They mistake it for food.
The balloons often end up in rivers or streams, ultimately making their way to the ocean. Not only can they harm wildlife, but according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, balloons are the number one cause of suffocation for children. I'm Robbie Harris.